Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Had this conversation 500 times in my life.
I mean, I think it could be that she was also just using it as a way to have sex.
No, because she was there with her boyfriend who she was making out with.
This is what sex looks like.
I know what sex looks like. I don't like it there either.
No. Look, I don't mind the conversation if it's either A, sex intro.
Hello.
Way to talk about
the sex intro.
I love the sex intro because I like sex outro when you fucking leave my apartment.
I just said something much worse.
And like if someone knows a lot about tattoos, then we could actually have a conversation. And it's not just that first layer of like, why'd you get that?
One point she went, I want to get a whale.
Yeah.
And I just went, okay. And then she went, do you have a whale? And I went, no. And she went, you should get a whale.
Get the fuck. That's like when people ask, who's your favorite comedian? They're just waiting to see if your favorite comedian is also theirs.
Yeah.
So now I just turn around. I'm like, oh, it's. I'm like, I have a lot. Who's yours?
Yeah.
You just get to hear, it's like, I like Amy Schumer. And it's like, oh, you're this kind of trash bag.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I go, Bruce. And they go, who? And I go, Bruce.
Fine. Earthquake. It's like, Earthquake? No? All right.
Loretta. Really? Yep. Number one. Like, all right.
Should I say her name again? Adele Gibbons.
Adele Gibbons.
She's my favorite.
Yeah. I talked to someone who does not do stand up, but works in stand up. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, well, who do you like? And like, oh, I'm very curious to see what someone who knows stand-up but doesn't perform it, who they like. And they like really good comics. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Can you say?
Roy Wood Jr. was the first person they mentioned. I'm like, that's my favorite. He's my favorite.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Dude, I wish Diego and I saw him at, what's that fucking show?
I can't remember what that venue is called.
Freehold.
Freehold, that's what it is. At Fancy Bar in Williamsburg, is it kind of hidden?
Yeah. Jason Cantor books it.
That's his name.
And Roy Wood did it. And he did, I can't remember the joke.
I just remember Star Trek.
It had to do with
teleportation.
And I remember, like, at one point, I was just holding Diego's arm and, like, looking at him being like, I've never heard a joke this good.
Yeah.
In my
entire life.
But it's nowhere. It's not on any of his specials. It's not.
It might be something new that he's working out.
But this was,
this
like,
years ago.
This was, like,
this 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all worked out jokes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're Riff City and,
sure, you know
what I mean? And you just haven't waxed. You just haven't finished working on it yet. You know,
I almost brought it up to him when, because I did Too Many Cooks and he was also on it, and I opened the show, and he like was very, like, he shook my hand. I was like, oh, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But then, like, I was gonna talk to him, but then he like moved over to the side of the you know, the side of Lucky Jack's where you're kind of like almost to the bathroom. I was like, I'm not gonna fucking walk over there and bother him. But
hey, man, what about that joke you did that I barely remember?
It was funny about Star Trek. Come on, you know it.
He probably does. I mean, he might have remembered it differently. Like, you know how, like, when you write your set, you're like, oh, X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and somebody
yeah.
remembers X as, like, A, and you're like, oh, but it's X.
Yeah.
I have this thing where I am, like, I'm very sick in the head when it comes to writing jokes, where I can't.
I love how he limits it to just writing jokes.
I mean,
jokes.
Like,
so
specifically.
Oh,
in the world of what we're talking about right now, this is how I'm sick in the head,
uh-huh.
as compared to the other reasons. But it's like people will be like, hey, man, what about this joke? And I'll be like, I don't even remember that joke.
Yeah.
But I did it for like a month.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
it's crazy.
That's me vaguely bragging about how much I write.
No, it's not brag.
It is bragging.
No, because it's okay, fine. And if it is, it's not bad because you're not being insincere. You do write a lot of jokes.
I do. It's really annoying.
It's
annoying how much I write and how good they are and how much everyone loves them.
And now that's
the barf bag.
But no, there's times where I'm like, oh, yeah, I haven't listened to any of my recordings this month. And I'll listen to an old thing like, oh, yeah, this whole thing that I was like really excited about, I totally just stopped doing or forgot about.
Yeah, I have something from like right before... from like around Thanksgiving that somebody reminded me of the other day, and I was like, that wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah.
And I've completely forgotten the joke.
Yeah.
If someone's like, do that joke right now, I'd be like, you're going to have to shoot me with a gun. I don't know why they're holding a gun to my
head. To remember or to kill you?
Because I'm not going to be able to do the joke.
Got it.
I
like
either
way. How much you up the stakes right away.
They're like, do the joke, I'm like, kill me.
And they're like, whoa, dude.
I would love to die right now.
Oh, daddy.
Come on, let me die. No one lets me die anymore.
Oh, no. I hate die.
No.
I hate it.
I like it.
I hate the movies.
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
My old AOL screen name was Mike X Die. I don't know why.
Interesting.
But I had to give – I did like a thing where I was at like a thrift store by my mom's house, and they had a thing where like if you signed up for their little card, you got like 10% off your thing. And I was like, all right. And then the lady was like, what's your email? And I didn't realize I was buying this like lamp that has like brass praying hands on it, and then I bought like a picture of Jesus. And she's like, "What's your email?" I was like, "Mike X Die." And then she's like, "Yeah." I thought your name would have been like, "I love Jesus."
69.
You think so? I love Jesus 69.
I love, yeah. Six, I love Jesus 9.
I keep thinking about how the X in Spanish is like por, so it's like Mike for death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mike for
yeah.
death. It's like you're Ooh. Running for like an electoral.
I'm trying to become the president of death.
To die in the future, you have to get it has
you
to be voted.
Be voted.
Like, why do you think you deserve to die? Please just let me out of this.
I want to do it so bad. They're like, not good enough. Nah. You 15, get the thumbs down, but that means you get to live.
Yeah, 15 more years of living.
No.
Yeah. It's like parole. You get a hearing.
That's like, you ever seen that Albert Brooks movie, Defending Your Life?
Yeah, I have. That's a fucking good one, man.
It's amazing.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah, where they're just like, "Hey, you didn't do good enough. Go back." And you're like, "No."
No, please, no.
But I want to have sex with Glenn Close?
No, it was Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
The Glenn Close of good actresses. I don't know what
Dude, what's your fucking beef with Glenn Close? You're always talking shit about her.
She lived next to the old job, the old restaurant I used to work at.
And more like Glenn Really Close.
All right.
And we were, I think the rest of the story.
And we were walking to the train, a bunch of the servers and I were walking to the train afterwards, and she was walking her dogs that were not Dalmatians, and I just couldn't stop laughing at it. I don't know why no one else thought it was funny.
You're like, more like two Cocker Spaniels, you bitch. She's like, "What?" You're like, "I don't know, man.
I'll see you later. I'll see you tomorrow, Glenn."
Yeah.
Your name is Glenn, and you're a woman. It's sick.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Kimberly Close, a man.
Her husband.
Her husband. Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. There was that thing, it was like a Twitter thing where like someone like asks a question and it goes viral.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was saying, what was like the most on-the-nose celebrity
experience? Interaction?
Interaction. You had a bunch of people like, "Oh, rapper was holding a gun or something." And mine was that I had to ask Helen Hunt multiple times to stop putting cheese out of her purse onto her salad because the restaurant I worked at was vegan and kosher. And it's like, she just kept pulling out cheese out of her purse. And I was like, "Hey, Helen Hunt, don't make me a bad guy here." Please stop pulling cheese on your salad.
Helen Hunt, please stop.
Yeah.
That's insane that she
I'm mad about you being a bitch right now.
There it is.
Yeah, you idiot. I love it. Oh, man. And they both sip their celebratory drinks.
Beverages. More like, you're about to get cast away from this fucking restaurant.
More like when Sally met my foot in her ass.
That wasn't even her.
What? She wasn't in Harry Potter's alley?
That's Meg Ryan.
Christ, dude. Fuck.
All the
How do I know what a woman does? I never know what a woman is doing.
Not even a little bit.
Who is an actress?
Who is an actress?
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver.
Sofia Vergara?
What is an actress for 400? So, why are you asking this?
I need to figure out what people have done. Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Quiz me. Say an actress. I'll tell you
okay.
what they've done.
Eva Longoria.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Desperate Housewives.
Oh.
Is she in that?
Yeah.
Look at him.
Okay.
What else has she done?
A Place Beyond the Pines.
Oh. Are you thinking of Eva Mendes?
Eva Mendes. That's
what I'm saying. Is it because they're women?
POC
women. I want to kiss on the lips.
You're mad they're so hot?
I'm fucking really mad. When a woman is hot, I'm mad.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
I'm like, stop being hot near me.
Another one? Are you fucking kidding
God
me?
God damn it.
Who's going to keep up with all these crushes?
I think you guys definitely don't have this because I am a very specific. It's HPV. No, but so I drink soda, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always drink regular Coca-Cola, usually.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm drinking it in public and I see a hot person, I'm embarrassed.
Oh.
Because I go like, they wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, so shame and guilt.
So, I feel very guilty that a hot person has seen me drink Coca-Cola.
I mean,
and I want to hide it.
I get that. You're a big DC head, right?
I'm a huge DC head.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. over here.
Woo, politics, baby. DC forever.
The Senate of soda.
They're not all going to be winners, but they're not all going to be good.
God damn it. You can't come in here roast me on my own podcast. That's what I do. I roast me on the podcast.
A little fricassee, sizzler, baby. Chilies. Imagine I just turned this into an ASMR with my nails.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're the loudest ASMR podcast in the world. We're like, I'm here brushing your hair. Hey, look at that. Fuck you. I don't know.
What's that do for you, you fucking idiot?
It's too loud. Lower it, you bitch.
Yeah. If our ASMR is too loud, you're too old.
Tweet it.
All right.
Oh, how cute. This is just like a circle jerk for you guys. Leif just produces a circle jerk. Yeah, and you guys have listeners. I am incredible.
It's pretty sick.
And, you know,
right?
Listeners are subjective.
Wait, so you're embarrassed.
What's up?
Why are you embarrassed that a hot person specifically saw you drinking coffee?
Because a hot person is in shape, and an in shape person would not be
drinking. Hey, I disagree.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying, like an in shape, good looking person. I see them, and they wouldn't be drinking a Coca-Cola because they are a stronger person than me, with a better willpower and brain, and they're in better shape than me.
But you drink Coke in front of Diego all the time.
Yeah, but he's my best friend.
Pew, 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 pew. I mean, listen, I grew up in Miami where, like, you had to eat ice cream outside in front of, like, throes of hot people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think I've just been broken down. But I totally get it.
Yeah.
I hate when, like, I have to go to a wedding and I think I look cute and then I show up and there's, like, 20 girls who are the size of my thigh and look like Instagram models. And I'm like, oh, I'll just go fuck myself. You know what I mean?
That's, like, when I think I'm wearing, like, a nice outfit for work. And I go to work, I'm like, I look like a psychopath. I look crazy. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, I look Mike nice.
Yeah.
I don't look office nice.
And then you're stuck in that outfit
the whole
day.
And everyone's really talking to me about it.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Please.
That I hate when, like, you leave your house for the day and then you get, like, I mean, this sounds like a dumb breath. Then you get booked on a show. Or, like, you forgot you had a show.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no, I can't perform in this.
These aren't show clothes.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll go to a store and buy a shirt.
Oh, for sure. We've all done it. Yeah. Forever 21. $5 or H&M. I'd rather not support those companies, but here we are.
I go to a thrift store.
Fast fashion. I go to Barney's Nice Shoplift.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to work at Barney's.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I've shoplifted from every place I've ever worked at except Barney's.
Really? Is that how?
Because do you want to know what they do?
Please.
So they have cameras. How was it? They have, like, let's
say
they have 500 cameras. Okay. Yeah, in the toilet. Super illegal. And then they just sell it, and that's how they
and
pay the rent.
Come here, use our bathroom. We're like, hey. You use our bathroom.
Here, drink a bunch of water.
That's what they have for you drinks there.
Do they? No,
I
don't
know.
Okay.
Like, if fancy salons give you a beer or something.
So I think, like, my second week into working there or whatever, they take us back into, like, security and all that stuff, and they're like, we have 500 cameras in the store. And they show us 200 of, like, what the cameras are recording. They're like, the other 300 are internal. To, like, not, like, to, like, let us know, like, you think, like,
we are
absolutely watching you. And in the year that I was there, I saw, like, 3 or 4 people taken. And the thing is, when you're caught shoplifting as an employee, they take you, they drag you out of the store, like, in front, like, they zip line you, they, like, put your hands behind your back with a little zip line, and they escort you out the front of the store, almost like a Walk of Shame style.
I know you meant zip tie, but it's very funny if someone's
zip
sliding.
Woo!
Put on a helmet, you fuck, you're embarrassed.
Yeah, sorry,
you're
zip
in Peru
tie.
Now, bitch.
Costa Rica. Yeah, Pura vida.
They send you on a nice trip to Costa Rica. But for shame.
For
That's
shame.
Funny. Like, hey, these are about half of the cameras. The rest of them.
Right. No. Yes,
well.
Exactly.
Smart
Isn't that
move.
Crazy? I know. It scared the shit out of me. Because at least in every other place that I've worked at, I'm like, okay, if I know where the cameras are, I know where they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, chill with all the security guys and
all the,
like,
loss prevention dudes.
Yeah. They're all my homies. Mm-hmm. So, like, they wouldn't suspect me.
Right.
Did you guys ever work in somewhere where you had to get your bag checked?
Yeah. Oh, no. I would.
Yeah.
They would check
Barnes,
my bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. But, like, I mean, whatever. No. At Neiman Marcus, they would check my bag. But I just knew how to, like,
yeah,
I knew what to do.
The bag itself was what you were stealing.
Hey, like, baby.
That was my bag.
Dude, one time I was working at a place that would check your bag, so I wanted a pair of sneakers, and I just shoved them down the front of my pants. But they're sneakers.
Uh-huh. So everyone knows you have a huge dick.
No, yeah. But I was, like, walking almost, like, bent over,
because
I had these sneakers in the front of my pants, and I didn't want it to, like, kind of...
What sneakers were they, like, Vans?
Like, these, like, Vans. They were cool, but they weren't, like, whatever.
Steel-worthy.
Yeah. And then someone was like, hey, what's up? Why are you walking like that? And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to take a shit.
Honestly, I hope this never happens to either of you, but if you ever have, like, if you ever, you can get cramps from needing to shit.
Yeah.
It's, okay. I was like, I thought for a second it'd never happen to you.
I've never
gotten
cramps from needing to shit.
I mean, I know it can happen.
Oh.
We just talked about this on the last episode.
I've been there. What, really?
No, not shitting.
No, shitting? Yeah, we talked about shitting.
No, but
well, because someone asked us, because people will email us questions, and someone asked us, what was the longest we went between shits?
Oh, like 2 weeks, I think.
what the fuck?
Yeah.
How are you not toxic?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I was, like, cramping, and I had to, like, take a lot. I get really stressed, and, like, sure. instead of being, like, rah, I mean, sometimes I get, rah, but a lot of times I just, like, it just manifests physically. So it's like, you're not going to shit for 2 weeks or, like, a week and a half. Yeah. It was gnarly.
My answer was, like, 4 hours.
Oh, my God. Oh, of course. Wow.
Well, like
no,
day.
I'm not regular at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
Damn, your shit is
you're
like
an old comic because you can't shit.
Oh, I was gonna say all her shit is sold at Marshall's because it's irregular.
You know what I learned from working at Calvin Klein?
Yeah, please.
That like, so they create the whole collection and like they sell some to Urban, whatever, and then whatever doesn't get sold to those guys just goes to Marshall's to off price.
Yeah.
So it's the same shit.
So it's from the current collection. It's from like whatever you think you're buying. So it's not like, I mean, could you find one that like a button's fucked up? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I thought that for years too. I'm like, oh, this is from an old previous season. No, it's from the current season. At least with Calvin Klein, everybody's different, whatever. Yeah. But yeah,
my favorite underwear is Calvin Klein.
Buddy, we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
My favorite money is from Calvin Klein. So if you have any extra money from there, I'd love it.
Again, not all winners, but
I'm not happy about this at all. This is my house.
No,
it's Leif's house, and I'm in it.
I used to, so we were talking about, I mean, this was years ago, and I allegedly, loved maybe, whatever, on Miami Beach was, there's two American Apparels back in like 2005
Baby,
or 2006.
I used to work at,
I bet the exact one you used to fucking work at. And I think it was on Lincoln.
Yes, okay. That's where I used to work.
I knew it. So I worked at a shoe store, and we started liking stealing from places, specifically American Apparel, because they would hire idiot kids who were too cool to like do their job or like look at anyone.
They also had a note. They also wanted you to steal from them for a while at the beginning because they're like free advertising.
That's not free. You're losing money.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like built.
I know what you're saying. But anyway, what we would do, and I think it's really, I pat myself on the back for being this smart, is since we worked at a shoe store and people would buy shoes, I'd be like, oh, you could keep the box.
You guys
would take the box.
Stuff it with clothes.
We put it in a bag and pretended we were shopping around American Apparel and going to try clothes and put the clothes in the shoe box.
And the kids would never notice.
No one would notice.
Yeah. I mean, I worked at American Apparel and I stole, and it's so funny because I worked there for like a year and a half. And like for the first year, I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to steal anything. And then once I realized like blatant, like just stuffing bags. I was like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah, yes. Fuck this.
Also, I was like 26 and everyone was 16 and I was already doing comedy and I'm like, I'm a failure. Like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, is this really worth it? Yeah. You know?
My way of making myself feel better about stealing is like,
Dove Charney's trash.
Dove is a piece of shit.
He's a piece of
shit.
He molested a girl named Irene Morales while I was working there, and so many people were like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, it's not me, but thank you for being
for
so nice.
Yeah.
But it was another girl who...
That's crazy.
Crazy.
And secondly, I want it. So
that's
pretty good.
Stealing, no one knows this. Stealing is the best way to get something that you want for free.
It's
there's no better way. If I want something and I don't want to pay for it, I'm going to have to steal it.
Because the second best way is someone just drops it. Someone just drops it on the floor.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, cool, mine now. But that's so rare.
Or you convince a dumber person than you to buy it for you.
That's true.
That's like next level shit.
That's basically dating.
There was this woman that I guess really liked me. And
oh, how special.
I know.
She must have been.
Too bad. You guys need to start filming this just for that.
I made
a face.
And a bunch of us were going to like a water park one day, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like I was like really broke, and I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna go.
I don't want to wear a white T-shirt to the water park.
No, there's really a picture of me with a flannel on. It's open. I'm not wearing a shirt underneath, but it's open. But I think it was just that I had it on.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened was when we were there. There was an earthquake, which is the first one I ever saw in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to leave the water park for an hour to make sure there wasn't another one and come back. But we were just like laying in the grass in between the, like, you know, when they like the parking lot divider in between them. I was just laying in the grass and I was like, I don't want to just like get sunburnt while I'm laying here. So I just put on an open flannel, which I probably shouldn't have been wearing in like July anyway.
Sure,
but,
sure. No, I get that.
But that's how punk rock you are.
Yeah.
That's better than going into the water with a flannel.
No, it wasn't going into the water with a flannel. But the story was, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to go to the water park with everyone. I don't have any money. And like offhandedly, this girl was like, oh, if you go, like, whatever, I'll pay for you. And then I was like, okay. And then I just show up that day. And I was like, so you're like paying for me, right? And she was like, what? I was like, you said it.
She forgot?
I think she like was saying it like flippantly or forgot, but I just like made her pay for me.
Yeah, don't say that kind of thing.
Yeah. Because I was like, yeah,
a free thing?
I was like, I'm already here.
Right.
I already drove here like an hour. And by me driving here, I mean I was in the backseat of my friend's car while they drove here.
Yeah.
So, looks like, and she was mad at me.
How much was it? $17?
Probably like $30. Let me see.
How much would you think a water park is? Would you? I think $30 makes sense, actually.
$30 makes sense, for sure.
Well, what you brought up about the other Irene Morales reminded me that when I was working at that shoe store,
mm-hmm.
it was Pebble Lakes Mall. I don't know if you ever went
to Pebble. Of course, yeah.
Very cool mall.
I love to go there all the time.
Shut up.
I love how we both told you to
shut your fucking mouth and you disparaged South Florida. 305
till I die.
Shut up, bitch.
Rest in peace, Brody Stevens. There was a kid named Diego Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Who was my age, mm-hmm. and drove the exact same car as me.
Weird.
Who died in a car accident on the corner of the mall I worked at.
Oh, fuck.
And this happened overnight. And I was at my friend's apartment. I fell asleep there without my phone charger. And my phone died. Mm-hmm. So everyone just thought I was dead.
Oh, my God.
So I get to my store the next day to go to work. And there's a couple people crying and like freaking out. And like, hey, what's up, everybody? But the funniest part was... the friend whose house I stayed at,
mm-hmm.
I worked with and was already there and knew I was alive but didn't tell anybody.
What a fuck off.
Of course that's your friend.
Yeah.
So you've just been collecting fuckheads your whole life.
Oh, for sure. I'm number one.
$46.
That's a little high.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
That's a little
Was it 46 when you went like however many years ago?
Good point. Inflation.
I don't know.
Yeah. But still, even 30 is a bit much. $60 for a fucking water park?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's
and
fuck
we didn't even kiss.
Splash around in pee water?
Yeah.
You didn't kiss?
Nah, I didn't kiss. Is it wrong that sometimes at a water park, I'll go in the wave pool and I'll put the water in my mouth?
Ew.
Why?
Yeah, it's gross.
To just prove a point.
To
what? What, that you're gross?
To people be like, you won't do it. Or, like, you know, honestly,
man.
People won't even say that. They'll just be like, don't do it. And I'm like, yeah. yeah, for sure. And then I'll do it.
You little freak.
Do you just lower your head into the edge of, like, to the layer of...
I open my mouth so they can see what I'm doing. And I go, like, hey, watch this.
You're making your own wave pool in your mouth?
I bring a funnel.
Ew.
I fucking butt chug it.
Dude.
No, you
I do
don't.
A keg stand. I do
Stop
a keg
it.
Stand in the wave
I
pool.
I want to have Nick test that water and see how much fucking gross shit is
Nick
in
who?
It. His buddy Nick, who works like a lab.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Well, he does it. He works at a cooler lab. He works at a cancer research place now.
I fucking love science.
But he worked at a place.
Kind of horny about it.
I know, it gets me rock
Ooh,
hard.
Molecules make my tits hard or whatever. That's what a woman is in India. But he worked at a place like a food. It was like a food testing lab for a long time to see just like you know food safety and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And he said,
"Is he single?
He is single." And I just we made fun of him so much recently that he took out his adult lip ring. So. Now
he didn't have it last time we had a dinner.
Well, he didn't have it. He hasn't had it for probably like 2 years now.
Okay.
But we made fun of him so much that he took it out.
Good. He's an adult.
Thank you.
And I was like, you work at you're a scientist. Take your fucking lip ring out. And I say that as I'm an adult man with a nose ring.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it's kind of cute though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My life sucks. So I can keep it.
Yeah, you're a fucking comedian.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm probably going to get more piercings,
too. I'm getting
a
phone call. I just want you to know.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay, just make sure.
But, it's my mom.
We can put her on speakerphone if you'd like.
Yeah. Mommy.
Sure.
Talk to her in Spanish.
Hola, mommy. And I'll pretend to, and it'll be offensive.
She probably think it's funny.
Yeah.
You get a pass because there's two of us here.
Yeah. Oh, two of us? What does that mean?
Two Hispanic people that are hot.
Hot Hispanics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What?
Just
Is that wrong?
No.
Is that wrong to say?
No, it's not wrong.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't like it, but it's not wrong.
Oh, I'll take it.
I'll take
a hot Hispanic? Yeah, for sure. I'll take what I can get. Oh, why? Because it's too close to spic?
Wow. No, what?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, but can I say that one? Am I allowed to do that one?
Honestly, yeah, I don't give a shit. I've never been offended by that. No, once someone said it to me with a tone, I was like, wow, okay.
I'll never forget. I was in Miami, and I was like in the eighth grade, and this little boy must have been like 8 years old. And he goes, oh, SPIC, Spanish people imported from Cuba. And I'm like, whoa, it's an acronym? I had no idea.
Yeah, well, that's
or
like,
he made it an acronym because
yeah.
I always just thought it was SPIC, like the end of Hispanic, like that kind of a slur.
Well, that's like the Italian slur, which is barely a slur, but WAP.
Mm-hmm.
It stands for without papers because it was about how Italian people came here illegally at first.
And what is, I'm afraid
to
say.
Oh, my favorite kind of music, doo-wop.
wait, which one? Ginzo?
No.
Guinea?
No, Mook?
Oh, that one. Mook?
Yeah, what's that one?
I
think that just means like idiot.
Oh, okay.
Like half a million.
I always got nervous because I thought it was a slur and I didn't want to.
I think
I've
you're thinking
it.
Of another slur for Asian people that's
very close.
Oh, okay. I don't know it.
Well, nah, man, I really know
I'll tattoo it on my arm in an hour.
Man, I sure know it. You know why I know it? Because I watched the movie Gran Torino.
Oh, okay.
That was playing at a bar recently. I was like, turn it up. Put on the volume.
I love this.
I want to hear what he's saying.
Yeah, he said some pretty fucking bad ones in that fucking movie. I like the movie, but man, it's...
I don't even like the movie. I think it's not very good. We watched it.
I want to see the new one, The Mule.
Oh, dude, you should first watch John Mulaney and what's his name?
Nick Kroll.
No, what's the other SNL? Davidson. Pete Davidson, talk about it. They did a segment
Weekend Update.
Weekend Update. And they talked about how fucking silly the movie is.
It's really
is.
Funny.
They both talked about how silly the Mule
is. Yeah.
They saw it together.
Oh, great.
Apparently he has a threesome in the movie.
Hilarious.
Or two threesomes. I think he has two threesomes in the movie.
Ridiculous.
We gotta watch this movie.
Yeah.
Notes, baby.
I also keep wanting to call Clint Eastwood Charlton Heston, but he's not.
He's not, but very simple. Same vein.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Lot of syllables, consonants.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of hot old guys, I watched 15 minutes of Cool Hand Luke the other night.
Yeah, dude. It's sick. Have you seen Cool Hand Luke?
No.
One of my favorite movies now.
Robert Redford is the most attractive man that's ever lived.
He really is.
And he's not in that movie.
Yeah, you're thinking of Paul Newman.
Newman.
Yeah.
Fuck!
You know what I meant to, yeah. I think as we were watching it, we're like, Paul Newman has to be one of the most handsome men that's ever lived.
Robert Redford. Paul Newman is, they're on the same level. Dude.
The first 120 seconds of Cool Hand Luke is cooler than anything that's come out in the last 10 years. I'll stand by that.
Who directed it? Because I was just thinking about it recently.
I don't know. I thought Paul Newman did, but actually I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Can you look that up?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
We watched it the other night. I watched it, the whole thing, and then I told Mike about how cool the first 2 minutes were, and he's like, oh, we gotta pop this on.
Yeah.
If you guys watch it again, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better about what, sorry. My mom never calls, and I'm like, and we were having like, it doesn't matter, sorry.
No, I understand.
Directed by Stuart Rosenberg. I wonder what his ethnicity
Stuart
is.
Rosenberg.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. I didn't mean for it to come out that bad. I thought it was just going to be funny. This guy, yeah. He directed Amityville Horror. He directed Pope of Greenwich Village.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good shit.
Because I was just listening to
something. Oh, he did some Charles Bronson movies, too.
Death Wish.
No, he did Love and Bullets.
Even better. So what are you saying, Abby?
I want to go to Syndicate. Syndicated is playing The Lobster, which I wanted to see.
Oh, have you not seen it?
No. God. And The Killing of the Sacred Deer.
I love those.
It's on both in theaters.
He hated Killing of a Sacred Deer.
No, I didn't hate it.
You just don't ever want to watch it
again? I never want to watch it again. I like the movie, but I'll never watch it again.
I get that. Well, and Mandy looks pretty scary,
Mandy's
too.
Awesome.
I saw Mandy twice in the theater.
You fell asleep.
It's not that scary. I only fell asleep the first time.
I get nervous. I get
only the first 20 minutes.
He fell asleep the first time. And Manny kind of feels like two movies. Like it has a change in it. Mm-hmm. And he fell asleep for the first change. And then we watched it the second time. He's like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. Am I watching a different movie?
That's hilarious.
But yeah.
It was very good.
What theater did you guys watch it in?
So the first time.
The IFC Center?
Yeah, we saw it. I saw it at IFC the first time and Nighthawk the second time.
Oh, wow. I hate how pricey Nighthawk is.
I hate Nighthawk.
I like went on a date there. I'm like, never again.
No, I don't like.
Did you pay?
That's another reason why. Sorry, I just snorted into the mic. I kept offering to go Dutch just to be nice, even though we had like talked a lot about how like he's a director and he makes more money than me and how I'm fucking broke and like. I would offer like half to be nice, and he kept letting me do it. And I'm like, I was in my head. I'm like, you're not even this interesting. Like, you're too boring.
Yeah.
So
like, that's why I'm like not on any of these apps anymore. I'm like, I don't have time or money right now.
That's literally a lot of times. I'm like, I could go on a date, or I could buy myself something nice.
Yeah, truly.
I don't feel like.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'd rather buy sneakers.
I think you guys should also think about it this way.
Hmm.
You could go on a date, or you could buy me something nice. And I think that's my favorite one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I could buy you something nice.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's an option.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think instead of going...
I didn't give you a laptop, though.
Yeah, but you could give me two. You could give me two laptops. So I'm there like fucking hackers.
Yeah, da, da, da. You're licking your fingers like you're
the
finger
guy, I'm the fucking guy from GoldenEye. Boris.
Alan Cummings, I'm Invincible.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is that halfway?
That's how he fingers women.
That's how he fingers women. Oh, yeah. We should get into our segment. We have segments now, like a morning radio show.
How cute, you guys. I love it.
Thank you so much. We are
also the smoothest, just like, I love how we just went and got into it. I love that.
Okay. So this is our first segment.
Well, first of all,
I'm
welcome
terrified.
To a Little Time Podcast.
Welcome to a Little Time Podcast. We're a half hour
in.
This is our guest, Irene Morales.
Lopez, a comedian, fashion icon,
dear
friend, actress, great actress.
Oh,
also, that movie you're in, I was supposed to audition for a role, and I forgot to email them back.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Damn it.
You're such an idiot.
I am.
God damn it, Mike.
I know, I forgot.
Fuck, it would have been...
Also,
Irene is just smoking hot.
Oh, quit it.
Is there a cop in the movie?
Yeah, David Krumholtz played it. Elf?
Really?
Yep. Yeah, I'll he's
you're like, yeah, fuck that. I'm out.
We're gonna get it. Yeah, yeah.
No, but
no, they emailed me specifically.
That's sick, dude. Congratulations.
No, I mean,
I'm sure. Do you know why? It's probably because Brett Davis. Like, so
yeah, I think she saw me do stuff on the special
for sure.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, yeah. She lives with Brett. The girl who the woman who wrote and co-directed it lives with Brett. And, like, the casting director that they worked with sucked, and she, like, went to Brett and was like, I'm so sorry to bother you, but do you mind reading my script and, like, recommending me comedians? And so it was like, now I know that you were on that list, too.
Yeah.
It was like you, me, Lorelai, Colin, obviously. Yeah. Sam Cole.
Damn.
That's
fine. I just fucked up. I forgot to email back.
No, man,
I'm really bad at that. What's the second time? What's
we'll
the
talk
first
about
one?
Later. We'll
talk about first one. What's the first
ooh.
One I did?
We'll talk about fucking later.
I'm mad
We'll
now.
Talk about it later.
Okay. So our first segment, you're already wrong.
I already feel like I feel like I'm in trouble.
Or did I fuck up the order?
No, I think you fucked up the order. But go, just press one.
No, you know what? Okay, nope. So get your phone out. Our first segment is called.
Why'd you tweet that?
Why'd you tweet that? It's called Why'd You Tweet That?
No, I subtweet like a motherfucker all the time. Oh, are you going to get the Hispanic guy one? Oh,
no. Here we go. Irene, tweet number one. Anxiety is the, quote, worry about everything, one.
No, no.
Depression is, quote, sad about everything, one. Which is the, quote, everyone hates you and you're not funny, end quote, one.
You know, bud. You ever get
tweet that.
You ever get suicidal right before your period? Woo!
There you go. All right.
Number two. Oh, that's it. Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be a long. It can be a short or long.
Okay. I felt that for real.
Yeah. You got it. Okay.
Cool.
Number two. I see your seasonal depression in New York City and raise you year-round depression in Miami, Florida.
Oh my god! I can't believe you guys are. Oh gosh.
That's a very funny one.
Why? Because it's real, baby.
Yeah. All right. And number three.
Number three.
Oh my gosh! This is hilarious.
Looking at pictures of puppies at parties is the new cocaine.
I mean, isn't it?
It is,
okay.
Baby.
Oh, man.
Were you at a party?
Oh, yeah. And also, I do that alone. My friend Liz, who is dating Nathan McIntosh, she's a great lady.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's...
And Nate is one of my favorite comedians.
He's beautiful.
And not my type. He's a ginger, and I don't like ginger guys.
Don't ever call him a ginger to his face. I made that mistake.
What are you
going
to do to
me? Well, he just.
I can say to his face twice.
He just doesn't. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, ginger it's a thing that we are, and it is an insult.
But I feel like he's more. He's definitely.
He's way more ginger than
I
am.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm still. I qualify as a. What do they call a day walker? Because my eyes are dark. So there's that.
And that was
Why'd You Tweet That?
Follow Irene Morales at Irene_Morales.
This is so great.
And now our next segment.
Oh my gosh.
We know it. We love it. It's called
Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me
about
something
you guys?
Good. No. Just say something
about
nice.
Your life.
Say something nice that's happened to you recently or something you feel good
We're
about.
We're all really bad at complimenting ourselves or talking about good things in our life. And we want to get better at doing that and sharing positivity throughout the listenership.
With no judgment.
No judgment
except,
and no apologies. You can't be like, I'm sorry, but I got asked to do this show. You know, things like, nothing like that. Something good. What's going on in your life?
I love this PMA. Positive mental attitude. Baby.
I know. What it is.
Oh, no, I know you guys know. Yeah. It was more just like if somebody's listening, they're like, what?
They're fucking
penis
dumb.
My ass is what it
means. Penis my ass. I wouldn't mind it. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. It's never happened before.
Perhaps. Mommy's ass. Still, it's always ass.
I'm really happy to be a part of that movie.
Yeah. Tell us about the movie. What can you say about it?
Oh, yeah. We're trying to raise money for it. So we made it in November, and now we just need to edit it, baby. But we want to do it as soon as possible so that we can submit it to South by Southwest and just have it, like, hit the festival circuit.
Who's we?
The people who made it. So Becky Scott wrote it, and then she linked up with Amanda. Oh, I don't know how to say Amanda's last name.
That's okay.
I'm an asshole. Anyway, but
Amanda.
Hug and kiss.
Binds.
It's Lund. It's her last name is actually like Lundquist or something. But anyway, if anyone listening wants to donate, but you guys probably have a Patreon that you want them to donate to.
No,
right?
We don't.
Oh,
you
man.
Think so, right?
You really think we'd have one, huh?
Oh man, I feel like people would give you guys money for being so cute.
Dude, I'll send anyone a picture of me if they pay me.
Awesome.
Apparently, if you're at an open mic and you stand next to me and politely ask to see me naked, I'll just show you my nudes. So yeah, do that too.
Who did that?
I'll tell you later.
What the fuck?
Wow, you have nudes?
Of myself?
No, you told me about
good
this.
Good for you.
I think you told me about this, man. Unless it's somebody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, if I had your body, I'd run around naked for sure.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, for I'd sure. be fucking wagging my little pecker all over the country. I'd get a tour bus to fuck.
I mean, that's all tour buses are for.
I would fuck. Yeah. I would.
Tour buses are 20% performance, 80% fucking
fuck.
Training.
Yeah.
I would book a tour, a sex tour. I'd book a sex tour. And I'd hit every state. I'd drive to Hawaii.
Yeah, and Dane cooked it. You're going he called it Torgasm.
Yeah, you'd be on a ship, but the engine's still running and you in the driver's seat.
Oh, you should call it Torgasm. Because it's the same thing.
So we don't have a Patreon. Is there a name for the movie?
It's called Asking For It. I'll like send you guys the link or whatever. But it's on Indiegogo if they want to donate. Yeah, it's all POC.
And what did you play?
I was the second... Not the main girl, but like her lesbian roommate.
Oh, cool.
Baby typecasted the shit out of me.
Yeah?
I'm straight, but I was just making a joke because everyone always thinks I'm gay.
Really?
I think you should fucking nut up and just do it.
I wish I had the balls to be gay. Yeah, ever since I was little, like even in Miami, I'm like, oh, I don't understand. I like boys. I don't know. Yeah,
I say that all the time too. No one believes me.
I believe you. I knew it the whole time, baby.
It's just like you do the jerk off in your mouth.
I like boys. And I keep fucking showing how big of a penis I like. It's huge too. It's like way too big.
And you're making it curved. You're like, no, like this.
I'm like, I like boys.
They're so smart.
Yeah.
Very good. Mike, do you want?
No.
I don't think we have any.
We recorded another one an hour ago. I didn't have anything then. I guess it's nice that I was asked to be in that movie and then I fucked it up.
That was nice that you were asked to be in a movie. Let me see if I have anything from this. I think like my Instagram has things that are nice about my life.
I think it's so great how you interact with those kids.
The kids I teach?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how you interact with those other kids.
Oh, my God. I know. As I was saying, I'm like, oh, man, this sounds
no,
bad.
It's fine.
You interact finger-wise.
Jesus Christ. I appreciate your constant positive energy.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I'll use that. That's my nice to me is my and Mike is a piece of shit.
Mike, you always
tell me something good.
Again, if you want to share your tell me something good, just DM us or email alittletimepod@gmail.com and we will share them with everyone. Or if you don't want to share, if you don't want us reading them out, you can just send it to us and be like, hey, these are mine. Don't tell anybody, but look at this in my life. And I'm like, hey, good for you.
I love it.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do for you. Right
I love
there.
It.
That's so much
we
fun.
Got another,
want to do just a quick,
we got another section.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Another segment.
Another segment. Okay.
Listener questions.
There you go, baby.
Oh, cool.
Listener questions.
How cool.
We got on your phone still. This is really your phone heavy episode.
Okay. This Sorry. Question is yes. from a dear friend and I would say one of our more supportive listeners, Jessie. She's a dear friend and we.
Jess Lane?
No, different Jessie. I don't say last names, but
fuck.
No, we didn't.
But
no, no,
sorry.
No. She's been on that episode.
But Jess has been a guest.
I figured. No, oh, right.
You're good.
Okay,
you're good.
Gotta understand.
Jesse asks, who are your style icons and why are they me? So you know, second part of the listen.
Yeah, fucking bullshit.
But since you, you work in fashion, you dress very well. We're big fans of how you dress.
Oh, quit it.
Who do you stylistically, look at and go, that's nice, that's cool, blah 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 blah. Anybody like that for you?
I love how Rihanna is always like taking risks and truly doesn't give a fuck and it's just doing her.
Mm-hmm.
There's just young, I think she's like an actress and a singer, Zendaya. I think I'm saying her name wrong. She's gorgeous.
Zendaya is Michi, the meme from last year. You see that one?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, fuck you guys then.
I didn't mean it as a bad thing. I just don't know who that is.
Okay.
I like that Jennifer Lopez is like almost 50 and still fucking crushing it and doesn't give a fuck.
There's a thing where everyone's like, oh my God, this person hasn't aged. It's like, well, A, plastic surgery exists.
Botox. And she also works her ass off.
Exactly.
She's also rich. And that's her whole job is to
look good.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, she's a singer and an actress. But it's like, that's a lot of time between those jobs.
I would say that most of the time that Jennifer Lopez is cast as an actress, it's because she's Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's ever like, Jennifer Lopez is my favorite actress.
Yeah.
I mean, there probably are people that say that, but they also probably drink paint thinner.
True.
I'm trying to think who else. I like Natalie Portman. I should have like a go-to list of people who inspire me.
It's a thing where it's like I don't really have a specific person, because it's more like, oh, I like this person's what they wore, and like what this person wore one time. But it's rare that you find someone that like consistently dresses in a way that you like, oh, I like this a lot, or I would wear this.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like I've always liked Jeff Goldblum. He always takes a lot of
he's great.
He dresses really well and knows how his body and what fits him well.
But here's my thing. My thing with the Jeff Goldblum thing.
Yep.
And he's open about it. Mm-hmm. He has a stylist.
He has a stylist, absolutely.
So I think that I take a couple points off for that.
For sure.
For having a stylist.
I understand why you would think that, but also sometimes stylists just find things like stylists can only do so much, and they I feel like stylists have to understand, just like you have a voice in comedy, they also have to understand like your style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So like they're not gonna pick out some wahoo. Like whenever I dress someone, I'm like if I were to dress you, I'd get you like four outfits, A through C. Like A, B, and C would be like shit that I know you would wear because it's kind of shit, like variations of what you've already worn, and then D would be like the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you might fucking love it. Yeah. And it would be something that, like, you haven't been able to find because, like, you know, you're busy doing comedy and I happen to be in a fucking thrift store.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that kind of shit.
That's like Jeff Goldblum in that, was that Prada shirt from last year with the with the flames up the bottom? Wild.
Yeah. I don't love that shirt, but it's like, oh, yeah, you're taking more risks or you're moving outside of the realm of what you usually wear. But,
right. Because what were you going to say?
I really, from the last couple of things I've seen him wear, I really like what Timothy Chalamet is wearing lately.
Cool,
like,
yeah.
I just think
he
just dresses really well. He's like playing with what gender and what guys should be wearing and like kind of playing off of that. And I think that's cool. And again, I think body type is like a little more what I would wear kind of thing. But
then Jeff Goldblum?
No, or, not in comparison.
I guess isn't too. I think he's a little thicker than you.
He's thicker than me, but it's still the same idea of like tall.
Yeah,
thin.
But I think I think you guys have a similar frame, especially young Jeff Goldblum.
And there's this guy who's not a celebrity who's online. Obviously, he's on Instagram, and he dresses so fucking well. Mm-hmm. And there's one outfit that I'm obsessed with.
Oh wow!
Where I'm
great.
Just like, I want this whole thing.
Yeah, that's great. I would totally see you in that.
Yeah, I guess sneak peek.
We used to sell those pants at American Apparel.
Here's the thing.
Sick.
Yeah,
I'm also into it.
But
this is almost like a uniform.
I was okay. Yeah, that
it looks
was
like
the
like
next...
like a. It looks like a prison guard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Calvin like Klein just did. Like, Raf Simons did that like last season. He intentionally got like some of the jackets look like what FedEx guys would wear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm obsessed with those. I showed you them. Mm-hmm. The Raf Simons, Calvin Klein.
Oh, the boots.
The boot, the orange rubber boot.
Oh, I have to say, show me.
Yeah, I'll
yeah,
show,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we can do it after, but and but you got.
I'm obsessed with them. I think they would look like shit on me.
They look
for
weird
sure.
on you a little bit, but they're so cool. The guy's Instagram is Codo. He's French. It's CODOLIPRANNE. Codalie Prane. He just dresses so fucking well. It's nuts.
Who is he?
He's like a fashion guy. He's like like its whole thing is just
a blogger,
fashion.
Just like a
blogger. I have the most clothes.
Yeah,
like that outfit specifically. Like And whoever styled the new GQ, the kid on the cover,
the
like
Lucas Hedges.
Yeah,
article.
That guy's just great outfits.
Yeah,
yeah. It's fun to style people.
I get a little not sad, but like because my job is I have a uniform. I wear board shorts and a t-shirt. Like I'm shoeless, and I could get away with just wearing sweatpants to the gym. Like I don't have to wear anything. Mm-hmm. I don't have to look good on the way to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But on the train, it's the L train. It's the morning. A lot of people look fucking awesome, and then I feel sometimes shitty, and I'm like, I could put a little more effort, even though I'm about to go take this off and then get sweaty and fight people. I still want a layer of professionalism. You know, I just want to look nice sometimes, and it's just like, there's always so much I can get away with, though, because it's like, I don't want to fucking wear, like, suit pants sometimes and, like, fucking nice shoes and then just start, you know, it's just like a weird layer of effort. I get changed four times, usually, at least four times. And it's like, that's a fucking pain in the ass if I'm wearing something nice, usually.
Yeah, yeah, no, I totally get that. And I think you just brought up something that I was going to say, which is, like, we all fall into uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was working at Barney's, the shit that I would wear was a lot cooler. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I don't know, Tim Dillon would see me at open mics like, what are you doing? You know, like, why are you here? You could have dated someone living in the Hamptons, finance guy, like that kind of shit.
Put on a blue polo shirt. What are you doing?
What if your shirt's too big for you, but it has a stain on it?
I know, hilarious. But now I work at Calvin Klein, and I'm literally opening boxes that come in from China, and sometimes the garments are still wet because the ink is still wet, and like they're not wet. Sorry, they're damp because they were packaged and sealed when the ink was still
so
wet.
Quickly, yeah.
So it's just like I'm like you. Like I'm like, oh fuck, no. I have cute clothes. Like I know how to dress, but I always end up in like my like uniform of like just jeans and a sweater and whatever. And during in the summer, it's just like. Yeah, because what am I going to do? Put on like a super cute skirt to rip open boxes?
Right. Yeah.
And like be in a dusty closet and like, I don't know. It's, yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I got a briefcase for Christmas for myself. And it's very funny because I don't need one at all, really. Mm-hmm. I bought it for a reason.
What was the reason?
I want to.
Pure sex.
Right. Yeah. I want to be writing more things, and I use it as like a mechanism to remind myself to like keep writing and like having my computer on me.
Okay.
And I'll take it to the gym on Fridays because I have a big gap in time where like I have like a 3-hour break.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, I could spend that time writing. But I just find it very funny to be taking a briefcase to go fight people.
That's
just a very funny image to me where I'm just like, I'm going to go fight somebody, and here's my briefcase.
I mean, if that does it for you.
But it feels very adult, and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pure sex, like what I said.
Pure
sex.
Unadulterated.
I love it.
Unprotected.
Oh.
Aggressive.
Oh, no. Could be good.
Chafing.
Oh, Jesus.
Chafing sex. I'm trying to think of my style. I like people. Because mine are always like.
Yeah.
Like categories.
I feel like it's Maddie Matheson and
Maddie Matheson a lot. Yeah. Professional skateboarders.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought skateboarder guys are hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Not everyone. Not everyone thinks like us, you guys.
Cowards. They don't really know what skate. They when they think of it, they think of like when they were kids. They don't really realize it, like hot adult men now.
So hot.
Yeah, I like it when they're kids too. Yeah, I don't know. Just like skateboarders.
Yeah,
but I also like. But it's a weird thing where it's like I want to. It is a. In the same way, it was like in the same part of my brain where I'm embarrassed when a hot person sees me drinking soda. I'm embarrassed to. Almost sometimes to wear nice clothes.
Me too. Mm.
I'll wear like cool stuff or like wild stuff, but it's not like it was, like high fashion would never be a thing I'd wear. Or even like a suit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know about this. Especially if someone I knew saw me in it.
Right.
But why? We could probably get you in a great suit.
I mean, and I look great in a suit.
There's also the layer of like, and you said this before, with the performance of it, of stand-up, where it's like, you don't necessarily want your outfit to be take too much attention away from what you're saying, and just like
that's why I intentionally wear all black most of the time.
Yeah,
and it's kind of fallen into a uniform. Even though now I'm kind of like, I mean, today I'm wearing like dark blue, and I'm like, okay, because you know what's so funny is that my roommate's a curator, and he exclusively wears black, and he almost lets it define him. And I'm like, okay, darling, if part of your personality is that you don't wear color, get the fuck over yourself. He's also 26, and I'm like, grow up.
Oh yeah, he's getting
through
the phase of like, I gotta figure out what I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like specifically male comedians dress so fucking poorly.
Yeah.
It's a fine line between like not looking like those dudes, but then also not looking like I'm Paul Tompkins. You know, like a weird line where I'm trying to walk, who I think Moshe Katcher does a fantastic job of walking, of being stylistic or having good style, having a good style, but like not defining his act.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. Also, I think the spectrum between Paul F. Tompkins and like most loser open mic. Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? So I think you're good. And you always look great when I see you perform.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, both of you.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Yeah. You know, we always talk about you. Yeah, when you were performing at the Juice, you wore that sick jacket that you just got.
Oh yeah, I just got rid of it too.
What?
I traded it for a different jacket.
Oh word, okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh, the Budweiser one?
No.
Yeah, I got the Budweiser one and I traded it for the Cherry 7-Up one.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Did I show you the jacket I got that I thought of you? That I told you I thought?
No. Let's see it.
I got a...
I still love how much you love my opening ceremony one.
Because it's such a sick jacket. This is an opening ceremony jacket.
But it doesn't have the big OC on it?
No.
Hell yeah.
Because yours is like a Letterman jacket, right?
Mine's like a Letterman...
Letterman cut almost, but it doesn't have the different...
Exactly. So it's like a bomber pilot cut, whatever you want to call it. But the design on it is a big fingerprint, but it's so enlarged that it looks like stripes, but if you look at it the right way. And then it's like this nice like forest green.
Yeah, it's like dark
and black.
Green and black. Okay. It's so sick.
And like the material's super cool, and I fucking love it. And I love when it's the perfect weather that I can wear it, because now it's too cold.
Yeah.
Show me.
So it's reversible.
Oh, hell yeah.
Swipe to your right.
I see this somewhere?
Maybe you saw it. I don't remember.
Okay, I'm not going to keep swiping through a grown man's
phone. No, it's Twitter. You can't go any further.
Why'd you tweet that? Because I was real sad.
Do we have another question?
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure I do. I think I got one of those where it's like a statement.
Yeah.
Where they're telling you guys how great you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look how dark your hair is. I love it.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, X Planets Collide X just said, no question, I just like the stingers.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you so much.
Woo.
We did Kate, we did Sam's, Jesse. Okay, that's all
the
questions.
The stingers. We're not doing it this week because we don't have one, but here you go. Here's the other one we didn't do.
Energy drink corner. We already did it once.
We talk about energy drinks.
Is there an energy drink you like a lot?
I mean, I guess Diet Coke.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah,
right.
DC had
because what are you guys talking about? Like Monster and all that shit.
We'll
try
something.
Yeah. Last week he tried one called Bang, which is a energy drink that has like creatine in it, so it's for like workout.
Oh mm-hmm. Shoot! And how was it?
I hated it. I hated it a lot. But apparently, people tell me that there's other flavors.
I hate it.
But yeah, we had one that was like sour. It was like sour on purpose. It was supposed to be like sour candy, but it really just was gross.
I mean, the execution with so many of these things is trash. Oh, yeah. You know what? Do you guys know about nootropics? You probably know about it.
Nootropics, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
I know they
vitamins
are.
Vitamins for your brain.
Yeah,
but,
baby.
Before you leave this up,
okay.
Our friend Brad Stevens texted me a picture this morning of his fridge at his tattoo shop. And he has a bunch of bangs lined up of different flavors, saying that he got inspired by our podcast and tried out a bunch of flavors.
How
and he
cute.
Liked. He said his favorite flavors were peach mango and bubble gum. So I got to try another flavor because I trust his palate.
So we shouted this one out.
Shouted out last week.
Our buddy Matt.
Matt.
We're talking about how he'll like post pictures of them on his Instagram stories and stuff.
I took a cute picture of me taking iced coffee, but it wasn't cute enough, and that's why I got scared and I didn't post it. But it was like snowing,
icy,
and I had a black iced coffee, and I'm hell yeah.
Shout out to Ice Heads.
Woo.
Icy Heads.
Wait, did I read this one on the last one?
I don't know.
About Matt talking about the...
Man, I can't remember. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
He said, Matt said the top three bang flavors are root beer blaze. He said, tastes like a really cheap root beer a la Dr. Thunder.
Love Dr. Thunder. Yeah. Sam's Club. That's where you get them.
You know, I didn't have root beer growing up, so I don't like it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have pussy growing up. That's why I love it. What?
I'll tell you what. I did have it up, and I did have grown up, and I still love it.
My dad's penis.
I was going to say
your mother's vagina.
Okay.
So he said, no, that's number one. Number two is peach mango / peach tea, non-carbonated. Hated these at first, but they're way better without carbonation.
Yep, I agree.
And number three is black cherry vanilla, another shitty soda flavor.
I don't like black cherry vanilla.
And he said that they used to have 357 milligrams of caffeine, and now they lowered it to 300, and it's like drinking three cups of coffee.
Wow. That's the nootropics that I like, so this one brand... used to be called NutriBox. Now it's like HVMN, which I feel like you would like because it's like great for like after workout. But they basically have coffee cubes, which is like a jelly, like almost like a gummy bear, like a gelatin cube of coffee. And then they cut it with green tea so you don't crash. You're supposed to eat two, but I just have one and it gives me like a nice little kick.
Oh.
I think if I have one in my purse, I'll give it to you guys. It's a nice.
Yeah, good to know.
Yeah.
The only nootropic I've ever tried is Onnit's Alpha Brain.
Jeff used to. Did you like it?
It was fine. I didn't really feel much. I also don't like depending on things.
Oh, no. Neither
do
I.
So, like, I think I did a show with it once. I'm like, I wonder if this will help me on stage. I'm like, this is going to turn into something worse. And I just stopped doing it.
Did it work?
No. But also, it was like 6 months in. I can't tell. You know, like, I wasn't good enough to have enough stage time to be able to tell the difference between set one to set two, you know, fucking two. That was 2 months later or whatever.
That's like. Yeah, sometimes I'll have a Red Bull before I go on stage, and I'm like, this is going to be fun, because then I'll be a little like, blah, 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 like, hey, how you doing? Like, riff monster. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm just like,
it's too much.
It just depends.
Scream all your words at one time?
I think it depends on how quickly before my set I do it, and, you know, every other factor, how much I've eaten that day, if I've had any other caffeine.
Yeah, I don't want to slam coffee right before I go on stage, but if I've had it like an hour or two before, like whatever. Also, I still get super jazzed. I'm sure you guys still also get the adrenaline of like the minute they say my name, I'm like, oh, it's party time. You know what I mean? And then I walk on stage and that's like
fucking fight. I get up on stage and I'm like, who's going to test me tonight?
Well, I think because my that part of my brain where it's like performance time has always been an athletic endeavor. mm-hmm. that now when it's like, oh, performance time, my body just gets really hot and like ready to like move. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, have to like bounce around and stretch a little bit before I go on stage.
Kind of very like, funny.
Crazy amount of energy that kind of comes out of mm-hmm. nowhere. And it's just like, I've had to be in the back of rooms and like do squats or do shadow box or something. Yeah. Like, I'm too agitated. I'm too like excited right
now. Well, it's a stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that get really sweaty.
So you're that weirdo that fucking does jumping jacks. If you ever do that in the green room, I'll punch you.
Go for it. I'll fucking get horny.
Dude, I have a new joke about how I like aggressive women, mm-hmm. and I had to line in it about how it's like I like a woman who will try to hit me once. No one likes it. But I think it's
you
so funny.
You think they would like it.
You think they would like it because it's about a woman hitting a man,
mm-hmm.
which is good these days.
It's called the quality.
Maybe you can just reword it. We work it.
You hitting her a lot.
Like a woman that I can hit.
It does really well. You're like, oh, I'm about to say it again.
Yeah.
But I kept rushing you the last time we were hanging out. Remember, Lorelai was loving it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I kept like,
you were like,
because she was at the juice.
Yeah, we were
and
all
I kept
the
doing
juice.
A thing where I kept asking Lorelai to dance with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were
on stage?
No,
just like off stage, like hanging
back.
Out. Yeah.
And they were like pretending to get really upset about it. So then Irene would come up and like grab me like a bouncer.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Anytime a fake bouncer.
Yeah. Oh, it's always. I love rushing people, but like fake rushing.
I taught Irene the one where you dig your hand up
yes!
in your armpit and
yeah,
you can like,
you
drag
out
someone out.
I actually had to do that at Christina Hutchinson's party.
Oh, did drag someone out?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sincerely?
Yeah. Whoa. She rented like a nice penthouse for her 30. I don't forget what age. Maybe 30th birthday party.
I'll say 37.
No, she's not 37.
We'll say
22. Stop it.
No, wait. I don't like that she's that successful then. We'll say 95.
Yeah, I remember like 30, whatever. And these people just like snuck in and I was like, oh, do we know it? And like I saw her and I'm like, you can't be kicking people out of your own party on your birthday.
Oh, that's so cool of you.
I mean, you would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm a trained fighter.
I mean,
it's a little different.
Right. Well, I was a little bit, I don't know. I just felt like I could take the guy. That's why I want to take your class because I, you know what I mean? Like, I know
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
strong, but like if a
well,
guy.
Well, you have gameness, which is more important than almost anything.
Does that mean like she's chewy?
No, gameness means you're like willing to fight. You're willing
yeah.
to go.
Oh, I thought you were.
And that's more important usually than anything else. But that's very cool and brave of you, and I'm really proud of you.
I mean, he was just like, he was crashing her party.
Yeah,
and she,
fuck him.
Like, she, like,
I wish
paid.
I was there. I don't get invited to things, but.
Oh, stop.
Wow. What's her name? Christina Hutch?
Oh, fuck. I shouldn't. Well, whatever. She's
no, no. She's a fucking famous comic.
And
it's
she,
fine.
And she, like, posted all about it. But yeah, I grabbed him under the arm. I was like, hey, man, do you know anyone here? And he's like, and I was just like, you gotta go, man. And I just kind of, like, I did what Mike showed me, like, the. I mean,
you kind of cinch up their
lock
body.
Them up. It's like grabbing a dog by the back of the neck. It's just like, what's going on? And their voice.
But
gets
cats
like,
it. They're like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, you can see their little fucking pussies get wet.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I had to say it.
We
look at Lace's reaction. He liked it.
He likes it.
Lace loves when cats'
pussies get wet.
Lace is fucked up.
Yeah,
Lace made us say it. He wrote it on a whiteboard and held it over his head.
More. The cat
have,
pussy jokes.
Have sex with a cat or whatever. He like wrote all of that.
The pussies. Pussy what joke.
He's like, stretch. The cat's it's pussy.
So
sex.
I can have sex with it.
You sick fucking
nerd. Oh, you gave your cat a bath? Talk about getting your pussy wet.
There you go.
There it is.
That's how you do it.
No, that's fucked.
The American dream.
We just didn't want to. Do you guys fuck with yerba mate?
I love it.
Yeah,
Mike's
yeah,
a big.
Yeah,
Mike. Yeah. Because I don't drink coffee.
Yerbed.
Yerbed up, baby.
Dude, I had two the other day. I was bouncing.
Ready, wired for sound. In Paraguay, where my dad's from, mm-hmm. when you have it chilled, it's called Tereré.
Yeah. There's a really famous jiu-jitsu player nicknamed Tereré.
Oh, cool. Because he drinks it so much?
No. I don't know. Maybe.
My dad also sent me some Tereré from Paraguay, and I do not like it. Or he sent me yerba mate, so maybe I have to figure out how to make
it. Was it unsweetened?
Maybe.
I think a lot of times it's unsweetened, and we're so used to sweet beverages. And it's like, I don't like that so much. But I do like now a very bitter beverage. I drink black coffee.
Oh, welcome. Join us.
And I like...
Yeah, it tastes like battery acid after a while. I fucking love it. I just had one earlier.
It's a fucking way to do it.
Yep.
But you drink the carbonated yerba mate.
Is that carbonated?
The canned ones?
They're not carbonated.
They're not carbonated?
They're still flat.
Oh, I love it. I thought it was carbonated. I like
Maybe
them,
it
I
is.
Like it a lot.
But the canned one.
The canned one's great. The bottle one's great.
Yeah.
The canned one has a blueberry flavor that I really like. If it's the bottle one, I want peach.
Oh, if it's the bottle one, I want. I like peach. I also like pomegranate.
No, I don't like pomegranate.
Oh, my God. They sold.
Or raspberry. They have a raspberry one, too.
Yeah. Whoa.
Also, I would like just if you guys could do me a favor and never speak Spanish in front of me ever again. I would love
you mean
that.
When she said tereré and I said yerba mate?
Yeah.
That was Spanish to you?
It's not English.
I apologize.
What was it? What is it that she said then?
Lo que es chistoso de Mike es que él es como un muchacho que es como no tiene mucho.
Hey, Leif, want to go get a bank loan because of us being straight white guys? Hey, what's up? And they're like, we don't even have to ask. We'll give you the money.
How much?
How much would you like?
Diego and I have great credit.
Mm-hmm.
For
First
sure.
of all, no, he doesn't.
Aw, damn it.
He has no credit.
God
no,
damn
credit.
It.
I have okay credit now. I have a credit card. I'm paying for it.
I got great credits.
I got MTV, Comedy Central.
My credit is so insanely bad.
Dude, what it doesn't matter anymore.
I say this in a joke, but it's so low you can see it on a stove. The number. It's like 450.
Oh, I still don't get it.
So the stoves the
only go to like 400 or 500.
Only go to 400 or 500, and usually a good credit score is around 700.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about comedy credits. I was like, what comedy credit?
We went over one.
Oh, okay. You
no, my comedy credits suck. They're all fake.
Oh, no.
None of them are real. Yeah,
all my comedy credits are like Barry Bonds home runs records. They have an asterisk next to it. It's like, I was on Comedy Central, kind of. It didn't really air, and I filmed it. It was for the internet, but it did get paid by Comedy Central. And honestly, they never paid me because I didn't have a valid license.
Wow.
Comedy Central owes me $100.
Yeah, mine's hey, Mike, he's been on MTV's Facebook. Still MTV.
Very good.
I still got offered health insurance from MTV.
That's a win.
Really? Oh, wow.
Because I worked for them last year, but I had to, like, you know, it was way too expensive.
Yeah, no thanks.
As a person who made $50 that I have to pay taxes on.
Yeah, it's like, just keep it, man. Fuck off. I think we just did a podcast.
I just put food in my mouth for no reason.
No reason.
Land the plane, baby.
I think you all know what time it is. I know what time it is.
Mm. Plugs.
Hit us with your plugs, Irene.
Oh, fuck.
Where can people listen to you? Oh,
see
you.
I put more food in my mouth.
Keep putting food in your mouth. Oh, that was the gross part for you?
I chewed into the microphone.
Oh, okay.
And he can hear it, but we can't. That was a plantain chip. It was a tostone.
Tostone? I don't like the maduro. I don't like the sweet whatever.
I also speak Spanish. It's a garlic tostone.
You're wild, bro. IreneMorales.com. I'm blanking out. I mean, I'm about to go do a show, but I'm sure you guys are going to post this later,
yeah,
right?
Been like two
years. IreneMorales.com.
IreneMorales.com. And go support
her
film.
Oh, yeah, my Indiegogo. Yeah, yeah. If you guys feel like throwing money at my film so we can get it edited, that would be super cool.
Edited.
Also, you might have to hit the SAP button to read Irene's website.
That's very funny.
It's gonna be brother.
You can follow Mike at Infowars.com.
Yeah. Follow me at Milo.
Hilarious.
Micah Brucey.
I'm at Micah Brucey. Micah Brucey at Infowars.com is my email. You can email the podcast, alittletimepod@gmail.com, alittletimepod on Instagram and Twitter.
And Facebook.
Cute.
And Facebook. He's this Diego Lopez on everything. At Brain Machine Network, brainmachinenetwork.com.
Well, we could really use some reviews. It's been a little while since I saw any new ones.
Yeah, double check.
It doesn't hurt you.
Thank you.
Yeah, baby.
It doesn't hurt you to do it. It takes a fucking minute and a half.
It hurts me for you to not do it.
Every day I wake up and I'm like, what's this pain I have in my side? And like, it's because you ain't getting no reviews.
Fucking reviews. Have we got any new ones?
This one's from February 15th.
Yeah, read it.
Hell of a pod from Joe on. I like when the boys get deep, and as a comic, I like when they nerd out about comedy. These are two lifers, and I enjoy listening to them talk about their livers and interview their guests. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Hell yeah.
Aww,
thank you so much.
So nice.
That's great.
Number one favorite podcast to listen to while wandering around unfamiliar pharmacies looking for Plan B.
Yeah, we had that one.
Very funny. We talked about that one?
Yeah, that one's. Okay. I know who left that one.
Okay.
It was me.
And Sola, who I know personally, left a bunch of emojis. Engaging life freestyle fire emoji. Thank you, Sola. We did it. We did a podcast.
That's it. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
It's like my dad.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.